all the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
So, Johnny, it was a squeal heard round the world when earlier this week the Jonas Brothers reactivated their Instagram account.
What?
That was pretty... Perfect. I think it did sound like that. There was like a primal squeal coming from...
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
So fans now believe a reunion may be on the way. The last photo that had been updated was July 22nd, 2013, which was the same month the group disbanded. So
that other Jonas brother that we can never remember his name is going to actually do something?
I think his name is Harold.
I think it's Kevin.
Okay.
Because there's Joe.
Yeah.
And there's Nick.
Yeah.
And I think the other one is Kevin, if I'm not positive. I think the other one's Kevin.
All right. Well, I could go with that. But this would be exciting news, I guess, for some people.
Yeah. Sure. I'm excited.
Yeah. Now, what if it was just like someone got their old phone? Like, what if they have like another sibling that we didn't know about and they're like, hey, you know.
Maybe one of their kids decided to got into their phone and says,
oh, yeah, because they're old now.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like,
I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see, but we'll find out what's happening with that. But the Recording Academy has received praise. They announced recently the most diverse list of nominees to date in November. Now, 7 of the most nominated artists are all people of color. And in 1999, the last time 4 Latino performers took the stage at the Grammy Awards.
That's exciting. Well, it'll be cool to watch this year.
This
I did
is
not
great
know
stuff.
That.
The Recording Academy, obviously the people that give out the Grammys, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's good stuff.
Stuff
I like
to watch
it.
For.
Happy news all around.
It is happy news.
And that is the Entertainment Wrap for today.